ABC Radio Australia.
The next general election in Papua New Guinea is set to be held around the middle of next year. But while polling may still be some time away, there are already growing concerns about PNG's preparedness. There's been talk about rolling out a new voter registration system, but achieving that will be hard in the time available. And there are fears that the election could become a COVID-19 super spreader event, with the vast majority of people in the country right now still unvaccinated. Our reporter Marion Farr has been delving a little deeper into some of the issues, and she's with me now. Marion, let's start with the broader picture. Can you tell us what's happened in other countries when it comes to COVID-19 and elections?
Well, if we look at other countries, we know that elections can really fuel the spread of COVID-19. And this is something that we saw happen during state elections in India earlier this year, where there were huge spikes in virus numbers that were linked to political rallies that drew large crowds of people, where there was no social distancing. And we also know that during elections, people tend to travel domestically to cast their vote. And so that further sort of increases the risk of transmitting the virus. And there are real concerns that something similar could happen in PNG surrounding the national election in 2022. And that's especially the case since many Papua New Guineans still haven't been vaccinated against COVID-19, and the rollout is progressing quite slowly in PNG. So late last month, the government gave an update about 83,000 people in PNG had been vaccinated, which is just under 1% of the total population.
And how are the cases tracking in PNG?
Well, we are seeing a slight increase in cases of the Delta variant in PNG, which is quite concerning. We know that Delta is highly transmissible and tends to spread more in the community. So there have been 12 cases of Delta recorded in Papua New Guinea so far. That's three more than the last update, which was several weeks ago. And the new ones have been all detected in Western Province, and some other cases have been recorded earlier in Madang and the National Capital District. So while these numbers on the surface might not seem like a lot, health authorities have said that the level of testing for COVID-19 is very low, and they've also received anecdotal information from health professionals in Madang that a lot of people are dying. And so there's quite a concern that there may be unrecorded deaths from COVID that are happening in PNG. So if this is the situation now, authorities are concerned that it could get much worse. And here's what Dr. Downey Esaram, PNG's COVID-19 incident manager, has to say about that.
We are predicting assets. We need to get people vaccinated. Getting people vaccinated is so critical. If you have a lot of unvaccinated people in the country, that is what I call a factory for different variants to come up in PNG. It's been shown globally, if you are not vaccinated, you are a weak link in the community, in the workplace. And if you get infected, the infection is just going to spread very fast, especially in unvaccinated people.
That does sound quite concerning. And it's not really the sort of situation you'd like to see leading up to an election as well.
Definitely not. But interestingly, that's not the only way that COVID-19 could affect PNG's election. The other issue is funding, and the pandemic has taken a big toll on Papua New Guinea's economy. And elections are costly. Money needs to be invested in preparing for elections well in advance. And there's a lot of concern that this hasn't happened in PNG, at least not enough. And I spoke with Dr. Terence Wood from the Development Policy Centre. He's an expert in Melanesian politics who's been looking into the PNG election. And this is what he had to say about that.
The first thing that would need to be addressed in the lead up to any election in Papua New Guinea is the role. The role in the last election in 2017 was in a very poor state, grossly inflated in some parts of the country, and in other parts of the country, legitimate voters were unable to vote. So the role really needs to be repaired. But that's the sort of thing that you want to be doing several years in advance of an election, at least in Papua New Guinea, which is a hard country logistically.
And we've also heard, Marion, that PNG is looking to implement a biometric voting system. Is that still the case?
Precisely. So biometrics are sort of like a fancy way of saying or talking about an identification system that captures some of your biological characteristics to prove who you are. And in some countries, they've used things like iris scans, taking a scan of your eye, for example. But as far as we can tell in PNG, what they're looking at is something that would be a photo ID that could be matched to a photo on the electoral roll and possibly the capturing of fingerprints.
Well, that does sound like a positive step forward, but is the government planning to have that in place for the election in 2022?
Yes, in some cities it is. So those being Port Moresby, Madang, Leh, Rabaul and Mount Hagen. The PNG Electoral Commission has already purchased some of the machines it needs to start recording people's identification data in this way. But it is a complex process and it's highly unlikely that other parts of PNG would have access to this type of voter registration by next year in time for the election. And there are also some concerns about this system, according to Dr. Terence Wood.
It would require a really quite significant undertaking first to establish who's eligible to vote in the respective electorates in those provinces, but then to get a photograph and perhaps a fingerprint from all of those people, and then to translate those pieces of information onto cards and also onto the roll. And then there are other complications that can emerge in Solomon Islands where they did something similar. What we found was that candidates were buying people's biometric cards in the lead up to the election. So as a way of, one way or other, I guess as an attempt to cheat. So biometric technology is complicated and it has the potential of introducing new problems into the electoral process.
And on the topic of electoral fairness, Dr. Wood says there's another issue at play in the lead up to this election.
In the past, one aspect of elections which has been reasonably fair in Papua New Guinea has been the counting process. And it's been fair because ballots have been counted in district or provincial centres throughout Papua New Guinea, and they've been counted under the watchful eyes of scrutineers representing most or all of the candidates standing in any given electorate. And the good thing about that approach, it's noisy, it takes a long time, there's all sorts of objections being raised by the scrutineers, but it does mean that that transparency is very high. And so that prevents cheating from occurring directly in the counting process. And that's worked quite well in the past in Papua New Guinea. However, there is also talk in this coming election of changing the location, the counting locations from central locations to much more localised counting centres, which would be at the village level or at the ward level. And the problem with that is that it's often individual villages, particularly in parts of the country, will be united in their support for a particular candidate, and that will probably mean that scrutineers from other candidates aren't able to get into the village to scrutinise the counting of ballots. And so you've got scope for considerable cheating to occur there.
Now, given all of these challenges, what's the view on what actually needs to be done to ensure PNG's election is successful next year?
That's a great question. And Dr. Terence Wood offers some helpful suggestions. So he says, first and foremost, the PNG government really needs to prioritise financial investment in the PNG Electoral Commission so that it can update the electoral roll and make sure that everyone who's eligible to vote is registered and they can vote. And he says that there is a need for developmental partners in the Pacific, like Australia, to help with this, to help with funding and also to provide technical support where it's needed. And then Dr. Wood says that the PNG government should look at suspending the rollout of the biometric voting for this election, and it should also keep the same centralised counting process that it has in the past, at least for the time being.